はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Sachiko here.
Peter here.
Beginner lesson number 161, Jacoby and Matsuzaka. Natsuko-san, so today's story is kind of a pun on the word Jacoby and Myers. Do you know Jacoby and Myers?
I'm afraid not.
What was that, Peter? Brief us up on that.
Yeah, I'm only here to kind of inform everybody about the title because actually, Nathan and Marky, they didn't really get it either. And maybe it's a local thing, but it's a play on Jacoby and Myers. It's a law firm that deals with ambulance chasing, perhaps? I don't know. They have these really, really low budget commercials about people getting hurt, and they'll help you get the most
out of your injury.
Yes, exactly. So that's all. I'm here just today to point that out. Now, I don't know if everyone's going to get it. Apparently, they're still well known, but this was like the 80s and, you know, daytime TV during the summer. They had these commercials over and over and over.
Where was this? Where did you see this?
New York.
Really? Yep. Maybe it was a local thing. Interesting. So it was a pun on Jacoby and Myers, but they changed it to a Japanese name, Matsuzaka.
Yeah. Yeah, because right now, I think quite a lot of people are familiar with this name.
Sure.
All right, Natsuko-san?
Yes?
Can you tell us a little bit about who's in the conversation today?
Mother, father, and son.
Okay, and what about the politeness level here? Since it's a family, it would normally be very casual Japanese, but here we have...
very polite Japanese. So it seems rather strange, but when you listen to what they are talking about, it's kind of appropriate to use this style.
Right. Now, one of the reasons why they're using a polite form could have something to do with the son's age. So while you're listening to the conversation, try to figure out how old this son is.
お母さん、お父さん、話があります。
りょうくん、どうしたの？
お母さん、知らないふりしないで。
りょうくん、ママに対してその態度はやめなさい。
お父さんも。
ああ、また始まった。
じゃあ尋問を始めましょう。昨夜、私が留守にしていた時に、私のパソコンを勝手に使ってしまったのは誰ですか？
りょうくん、このバカバカしい質問をやめなさい。
答えが出ました。
りょうくん、私たちがそのパソコンを買ってあげたのよ。
やっぱりお母さんも。あげたとすれば、法律の上で私の許可が必要ですよ。
はいはい。それで、どうするの？
今回は警告だけです。以上です。失礼します。
あなたをロースクールに行かせたのは誰？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
お母さん、お父さん、話があります。
りょうくん、どうしたの？
お母さん、知らないふりしないで。
りょうくん、ママに対してその態度はやめなさい。
お父さんも。
ああ、また始まった。
じゃあ、尋問を始めましょう。昨夜、私が留守にしていたときに、私のパソコンを勝手に使ってしまったのは誰ですか？
りょうくん、このバカバカしい質問をやめなさい。
答えが出ました。
りょうくん、私たちがそのパソコンを買ってあげたのよ。
やっぱりお母さんも。あげたとすれば、法律の上で、 私の許可が必要ですよ。
はい、はい。それで、どうするの？
今回は、警告だけです。以上です。失礼します。
あなたを、ロースクールに行かせたのは誰？
次は英語が入ります。
お母さん、お父さん、話があります。
Mom, Dad, we need to talk.
リョウくん、どうしたの？
What's wrong, リョウ？
お母さん、知らないふりしないで。
Mom, don't pretend like you don't know.
リョウくん、ママに対してその態度はやめなさい。
リョウ、don't use that tone of voice with your mother.
お父さんも。
You too, Dad.
ああ、また始まった。
Oh, here we go again.
じゃあ尋問を始めましょう。昨夜、私が留守にしていた時に、私のパソコンを勝手に使ってしまったのは誰ですか？
Okay, let's start the interrogation. Who was it that felt compelled to use my computer while I was away last night?
りょうくん、このバカバカしい質問をやめなさい。
りょう、stop this silly questioning.
答えが出ました。
And there's our answer.
りょうくん、私たちがそのパソコンを買ってあげたのよ。
りょう、we bought you that computer.
やっぱりお母さんも。あげたとすれば、法律の上で私の許可が必要ですよ。
That's just what you would say, mother. If you gave it to me, by law, you'd need my permission to use it.
はいはい。それで、どうするの？
Okay, okay. So what happens next?
今回は警告だけです。以上です。失礼します。
This time, you're getting off with a warning. I'm through here.
あなたをロースクールに行かせたのは誰？
And who's the one that sent that boy to law school? 夏子さん、話どう思われましたか？
ややこしい家庭ですね。
そうですね。皆さんとっても厳しいことを言いますね。
そうですね。
It's a complicated situation, isn't it?
うん。
The family seems a little bit uptight.
I don't want to be a member of this family.
Yeah, I think the parents are not too uptight, but I think the son maybe. Natsuko-san, how can we say uptight in Japanese?
Katai, which literally means stiff.
Now, Natsuko-san, would you say the kid is pretty uptight?
Pretty much. かなり硬いですね。
But recently, because of the personal information protection law, people are getting a little bit paranoid about data sharing and data distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what this story is reflecting.
Kind of timely.
Could be.
Tell us about this law. All right, wait, you know what? So if you're interested in finding out about the law, stop by and leave us a post. Sachiko-san will be more than happy to answer.
Yes, I will. Write in. Right now. So let's go over the vocabulary. Natsuko-san, お願いします。
振り。
Pretense.
ふり、ふり。
Now, how would you use that in a sentence?
ふりをする。
Which means to pretend.
Yes.
Could you use that in a sentence?
私は聞こえないふりをした。
I pretended I couldn't hear. Sounds like something a child would use as an excuse for not doing something.
Not only child, maybe.
Natsuko, what are you implying here?
Oh, Peter, I didn't know you were there.
Let's go. Good example. Give us the next one.
態度
Attitude. Manner.
態度態度
So, Natsuko-san, this word 態度 does it have a negative connotation like it does in English?
Maybe slightly.
Ah.
It's often used for bad attitudes.
Aha. So, if someone says, ちょっと態度が悪いんじゃない? That would be a no-no.
Yes.
Ah.
But not always.
次お願いします。
尋問
Questioning.
Jimmon.
Now, this is kind of used in criminal situations.
Yes.
So, kind of like interrogate.
Mm-hmm. More close to that, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely. Not simply questioning someone. Maybe a bit like accusing.
True. Like, for example, an interview would not be a matter of Jimmon.
Mm-hmm.
It's...Jimmon really has a connotation of trying to get some information to make them feel guilty about something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you question them with some kind of...
suspicion.
Exactly. Oh, what a great word. Word of the week.
Would you use that, though, in daily life?
This family seems to.
Yeah, another great point here. Like, this conversation was built up, and we're trying to include some kind of rather unusual vocabulary to build up your unusual vocabulary, vocab bank, or something, something along this line. But anyway, you know, some exposure to words you don't usually come across. But this word is not unfamiliar to Japanese. The same way as interrogate is not unfamiliar to native English speakers, but just depending on the person, we don't use it every day.
Luckily. Okay, 次お願いします。留守。Being away from home. 留守。留守。Natsuko-san, can you use that in a sentence, please?
私が留守の間、このお花に水をやってください。
Please water these plants while I'm away from home. Okay, next, please.
勝手に。
As one pleases.
勝手に。勝手に。
Now, Natsuko-san...This seems to have a very strong meaning to it. Mm-hmm. If I used it against someone, do you think they would be a little taken aback? Is it very strong?
Yes, I think it's very selfish kind of word.
Ah, okay. So if you were very upset about someone who entered your room mm-hmm. without you knowing it, mm-hmm. what would you say?
勝手に入らないで。
That sounds a little bit scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Thank you. じゃあ次お願いします。
バカバカしい。
Nonsense.Silly.
ばかばかしい。ばかばかしい。
Wow, that sounds like another strong word.
Mm-hmm.
In what kind of situation would you use the word ばかばかしい?
Like ばかばかしい質問。
Which means ridiculous question?
Yes.
Nonsense?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. じゃあ次お願いします。
法律。
Law.
法律。法律。
How would you say law office or law firm in Japanese?
法律事務所。
次お願いします。
許可。
Permission.
許可。許可。
What would you call a piece of paper that gives you permission to do something?
許可書。
Next, please.
警告。
Warning.
警告。警告。
Okay, Natsuko-san, let's take a quick look at some of the key points in today's conversation. First line. Sun comes in.He's already starting.
お母さん、お父さん、話があります。
Mom, Dad, we have to talk. So literally, conversation there is, talk there is. It's kind of like the same in English. We have to talk. And Natsuko-san,
mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10 or even maybe more, does something good ever come after?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't even give you the phrase, but yeah,
I don't imagine any good things.
Yeah, so both.The English and Japanese, this expression in Japanese is synonymous with something bad is coming. So if you hear it, try to change the subject or, you know, delay as long as possible. Okay, then we have the third line.
お母さん、知らないふりしないで。
Ah, this one is great. Once you get the hang of this construction, it's really fun to use.
Fun, yes. Yes, it's fun to use.
All right, I could have made it a little better. Listen, Natsuko-san. We have so much to get through here. Yes. All right, you're right. Yes. I guess we could say it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take a look at the grammar. So, furi suru is to pretend. Furi shinaide. Please don't pretend.
Yes.
Then we have shiranai. Please don't pretend not to know.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, this is great.
Is it?
Yes.
Useful for making accusations.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. That's what's so great about this expression. Shiranai furi shinaide. So we have a negative in front of furi.
Yes.
We have the plain negative in front of furi. Don't pretend not to know. This is followed by another negative. Please don't pretend. Together it makes a very nice expression. Then in the next line, Natsuko-san, what do we have?
Ryou-kun, mama に対してその態度はやめなさい。
What we want to focus on here is the verb.
やめなさい。
Now, this too is a way of giving an order. Previously, we introduced
やめろ
which means knock it off or stop it in a very strong manner. This too is saying knock it off or stop it. But this expression is not as strong as the other way of giving an order, やめろ. Natsuko-san, what situations would we use this in?
Well, like mother telling a child not to do something or maybe teacher telling a student.
here too, the relationship is firmly established. Mm-hmm. Someone in a higher position ordering someone in a lower social status position
right.
to do something.
Yes.
But it doesn't have that force or that imperative nuance to it. Or at least it does, but it's not as strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we are on to today's grammar point, which is nominalizing with no. And here we actually have no wa. Now, this occurs in two places.
勝手に使ってしまったのは。
After that, we have
wa.
Followed by
誰ですか?
The interrogative who. Now, I think a very good place to start to understand this is at the end. So we have who. Now, let's work our way back. Who, then we have the topic marking particle wa, then we have this no. In this case, since the interrogative is who, it's one. We're talking about a person, but it can also be a thing. So literally we have who, the one. And again, in Japanese, the description of the noun or the person comes before. In English, it's the other way. We would have who is the one that something something. Here we have who is the one, and then what's describing the one?
私のパソコンを勝手に使ってしまった。
Use my computer without my permission. So, who is the one that used my computer without permission? We have to work our way back. Everything is describing this no here. Since we're speaking about a person, it's the one. Who is the one? Okay, we have one more example down below.
あの子をロースクールに行かせたのは誰?
Again, start from the back. Who? Then we have the topic marking particle wa. Followed by no, here. Who is the one? And then we have...
あの子をロースクールに行かせた。
That kid sent to law school. So, start from the back. Who is the one that sent that kid to law school? So, Natsuko-san, what is she implying here? Whose fault is it?
Is it the father's?
Yes, it seems to always come back to the father. All right, this was quite a lesson because this concept actually took me quite a while to get. That this no can mean the one, as in the person, the thing, kind of nominalizing, and then being described. So again, stop by, pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, we'll have a detailed write-up and a further explanation. Oh, what a lesson.
お疲れ様。
お疲れ様です。じゃあ、また明日ね。